Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. L'hi nishmas ha'goyin ha'tzadik, Reb Ari Tzvi ben Reb Chanoch, Reb Ari Tzvi Fromer, the Heiliger Rav known as the Kashuk Lover Rebbe, the Kashuk Lover Rav. He was the Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva Schach Me Lublin. And he was a tzadik yisoid olam, really a phenomenally holy and pious man. And we had a shiur where we went through his history. A lot has been written about him. There's a blog post on the Sfarim blog, written by Rabbi Lona Mar, which was entitled Sanhedrin Shel Yisrael, that he was the great defender of Jews in modern times. He has many tshuvas where he defends various minhagim that don't seem to comply to accord with halacha. And that's Meirov Avos Yisrael Shabo. He didn't want to find that Jews were doing something wrong. He wanted to find they're doing something right. It's a good lesson in life. Always try to catch people doing the right thing and not the opposite. Chas v'shalom. So Moray v'Raboy Zay, ze davar nefla meod l'mod Torat Rabbi Tzvi Frommer, so you can listen to the share about his life and read the articles, and of course his Sfarim are available today, Baruch Hashem. There was a reprinting of the Eretz Tzvi by Rabbi David Avraham Mandelbaum, whose uncle used to be the librarian in the YU's Gottesman Library. So one thing that makes him very unique is his originality of thought. His Sfaris are just incredible, just really completely out of the box. And Baruch Hashem, we have two volumes of Tshuvas, and we have a third volume of his Chedushim, just these long Ma'arachos and Yanni Brachos, Ar Chaim, just what he wrote when he was 28 years old, Siach HaSadeh, just breathtaking Lamdas and Bikiyas, and depth and breadth. And the Nazis killed him. Today is Lefi the Memshalah Tzioni. Today is Yom HaShoah, even though this year they pushed it off, I guess because of Shabbos, but Ziyotzai is Chav Zayin Nisan, so we remember one victim of the horrific Korban, so we can remember all of them. In any event, I picked out a tshuva just randomly. All of his tshuvas are Gishmak. Simen Nun Aleph, Binyan HaFresh Eschal Abli Das Balabais. So to learn this Torah, Leilu Nishmaso, Leilu Nishmaseinu. Shalal Nisham B'Shav also have an Aliyah. The Tumas Hadeshin writes that a Mishareses, a housekeeper, they used to call her a maid, but it's much nicer to call her a housekeeper, can be Mafresh Chala, can separate Chala in order to make the bread permitted for consumption without the knowledge of the of her employer, of the Isha, Bala Sa'isa. Why? Because it's Zechiyah. It's Zechiyah. You're allowed to merit somebody, you're allowed to cause somebody a Zechiyah, a positive outcome, a merit, even if they're not aware of it. You know, put $50,000 in someone's bank account. They're totally okay with it. It's theirs. Zaken ladim shalei b'funav. So that's the Tshuma Tzadash. And so in the same way, you can be mafresh chala for the balas habayis. Tzachiyah. Says the Ktzeis in Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Hei. See where Kashuk Lover gets right to it. One line from the Tshuma Tzadash, right away in the Ktzeis. The lav kol midi de nichalei choshev zechiyah. No, not everything that's nichalei, not everything that someone is pleased with, is considered zechiyah. It's considered that they acquire the item, that it's theirs, even though it's to their benefit. Not everything that's nichalei is zechiyah. Only when you give them money, machnes mamon l'reshus, so that's zechiyah gemura. That's absolute zechiyah. But otherwise, if it's not absolute zechiyah, like money, mamon l'reshuso, that's not considered zechiyah. Here, she's not being machnis, the mishareses, the housekeeper is not being machnis, mamon the Rishus Baalas HaBayis, and Memela wouldn't work. So says the Rebbe, Raya L'dvorov Meiran Gittin Lamed Zayin. I have a Raya for the Ktzos from the Ran in Gittin and Daf Lamed Zayin regarding a Prisbo. We know that a Prisbo is something that's given, that's written on behalf of the Malve so that he can collect his debt. It avoids the Shemitah canceling the debt. That's a prosbo. And the loiva has to have karka. Because this way, as the Radbaz explains, it's considered that the loan is secure because the malva can always collect from the land. And it doesn't matter how much land is cost. There's no nabak ein or nabak karkos. So the mela, whatever the sum of the loan is, as long as he has some land. So you need karka. The loiva has to have karka in order to write a prosbo. And the memela, it's like he can already collect the debt that way. So memela, he can also now collect the money that he's owed. And if he doesn't have karka, if the loiva doesn't have karka, so mezaka lo sade kolshu. So if we don't have karka, he doesn't have karka, we're mezaka the loiva field. A little bit of a land, and memela, that works. In fact, the Ran, what do you mean? Anan sade d'loi nichal aloive, he doesn't want this zechiyah. Because then Shemitah is not going to cancel his loan. So what do you mean you're mezakim land? Shemitah is not going to cancel his loan. So, and for the Ran, the kevin, the gufa zechiyah toiveloi, av shenitzvach izetuch tchoiva, since the gufa zechiyah, the etzem zechiyah sakarka, is a tova, right? Owning land is a good thing. Owning land is beneficial. So even though nitzmach mizeh chova, even though a chova is going to come out of it, right? There's going to be a detriment because now his loan's going to be not going to be canceled. It's considered zechiyah. So that is the Ran. So why are you allowed to be mezake karka to the baal chov? Because there's a benefit for him, even though you're right, also a detriment is going to emerge. But since the etzem zechiyas hakarka is a benefit, it counts, it works. So that's the Ran. So if you say like the Ktzos that the ikar zechiyas b'machnas mamon l'rishu, so we can say that even below nichalai, it's considered zechiyah. In other words, we don't care what the person's attitude is, as long as there's hachnasas mamon l'rishu. So here there's hachnasas mamon l'rishu. As I must speak, Lano, that this person is getting a monetary value. So the land, Shavei Kesef. So Memela, since the person is getting monetary value, Memela, it doesn't matter. That's Lo Nichale. You're right, he doesn't want it ultimately, but Loch Pat Lano, because he's getting monetary benefit. That would be work with the Ktzos. But if we say the Tumas Hadeshin, that it's talui b'nichalei, it's talui in whether the person wants it or not, right? That's the Shumas Hadeshin's Yisod, that a woman can be mafresh chala for the Baalas HaBayis because she wants it. Tzichia. So it's not talui b'machnas mamon rishuso. It depends nichalei, since it's tzichia, since it's a benefit. So nichalei, the person wants it. Okay, but by prizbol on sade de lo nichale. So if it all depends on nichale or not nichale, like the Trumas Hadeshin wants to have it, then in the case of prizbol lo nichale. So why should it work? So the answer is not talui nichale. And if it's not talui nichale, then the woman can't be the housekeeper can't be Mafrisha chala for the Baalas HaBayis, because it's telling in achnasas mamon l'rishu. So there's no achnasas mamon l'rishu. So the fact that nichale doesn't matter, because we see by prizbol that nichale doesn't matter to us. It's telling in achnasas mamon l'rishu. That's considered a zechiyah. But just the fact that the person wants it is not enough to be considered tachiya. So that's a raya possibly for the sheet of the ktsos. And that you wouldn't be able to be mafrish chala for the balas habayis. However, this is difficult because we have a gemara in Gittin 11b by get ein chavin ladam ela b'funav. That you have to give the lady the get directly. It's a get is a chova, it's a detriment, and ein chavin ladam ela b'funav. The question is, wait a second. He gives it to somebody to be zocha on her behalf. So now she owns this paper. When he gives the get to the shliach, why do we say ein chavin ladam ela b'funav? That it doesn't work because it has to be given to her directly. It's a detriment, but it should work because you're machnis mamon l'reshusa. How? Because you give the paper, the get, as a parchment. You're giving the parchment to somebody, and now she can use this parchment for her own needs. I know, I'm always using random pieces of paper. You can use them as bookmarks. You can use them to write the notes to yourself, Chedushei Torah. You can use them to write phone numbers on. Everyone today has a phone, so they put their phone numbers on the phone. But I don't do that. I write stuff down. And like the Gemara says, you can use it as a bottle cap. So she's zeche beguf haniyar. There's going to be a chov. But now she's never a single woman. She's divorced. But the get should still be chal because it's achnasas mamon l'reshusa. What do we care about the nichale lo nichale? The ikar is achnasas. He's giving her shavei kesef. He's giving her some good valuable paper. So why doesn't that work? That's the kasha of the Heilige Rosh Yeshiva, the Bala Eretz Tzvi. V'nirlan yuz daiti. So he answers as follows. Based on what the poskim say, we've once wrote a long article about this, Siyata Deshmaya. Kinyanim beget. So many poskim say, kinyanim don't work beget. Just making a kinyan. Say a kinyan agav by a get, or various types of kinyanim. Don't work by get. There's a Gemara about it in Gittin Ayin Zayin. I'm getting into the sugya. But the way to give a get is nesina liyada o lechatzera. It has to be either you give it directly into her hand or you put it in her courtyard. That's how you have to give a get. But stam, doing kinyanim, is not going to be valid for a get. It has to be either nesin aliyada or lechatzera. For those interested, there's a beautiful article written by Abu Shor Weiss where he breaks up the kinyanim into various categories. And there's a sefer, unbelievable sefer, written by a Belzer Chassid, a Gaon of Aaron Rubinfeld, called Torah HaKinyanim, that he wrote about 30 plus years ago. It's just an amazing sefer. Akopanim, kinyanim don't work by a get. You need to have nesina liyada. There needs to be either giving it into her hand or giving it into her chatzer. V'zechia av shemu'ila shetikna get. So you're right, zechia is mo'il that she's kona the get. But it's not considered yada. It's considered a kinyan ba'alma. Tenachinami, in other words, the shliach came along and he takes it for the woman. She didn't appoint him a shliach. But somebody else gives it to her. Somebody else, the Baal, gives it to this man on behalf of the woman. So that's not considered that it came into her hand. Yes, she made a kinyan because she's zocha in the paper, but it's not considered that it came into her hand. So even if you say that she's kind of the get, but she's not divorced, because to be divorced, it needs to come into her hand. This isn't considered that it came into her hand. In the Tshuvas HaRivash, also in the Divrei Chaim, they write that Shluch Shadim Kamoso, it's considered Mamish Kamaisa Mishalcho, but Zechiah is not considered Kamishalech. The mice is good for the mishaleach. So here, it's not going into her hand. The mice, it works that she gets the paper, but that's not considered divorce. So you're right, it's a kinyan, but a kinyan doesn't make a divorce. So therefore, there's no divorce here. Yes, she's zeicha in the paper, but get is not done. This it's a kinyan, but its get is not done with the kinyan. It needs to come into her hand or into her chatzer. However, when she makes a shlich lekabbalah, then the yad shlich is ki yada mamish. That's considered nesina yada. But it's not talking about you made a shlich lekabbalah. So therefore, that the gemara is not a kasha on our yisod. Now the Ktzos argues with the Trumas Hadesh, and this is written in the footnote to the newer edition of the Eretz Tzvi. Afterwards, they found the Eretz Tzvi of the Kash Klover himself in his notes. He wrote notes on his Tshuvas, so they added them. The Ktzos is cholik on the Trumas Hadesh because of a Tosis and a Rashba in the Darm 36b. The Dafka Tari Mishalomo Nechusa de Bailim. Ava Batari Mishal Bailim Loi Mahani Nechusa de Bailim. In other words, when is it Nichale? When do we say Nichale? When you take Truma, right? A fresh Chal is like Truma. We say Nichale when you're Tari. I take my own. As if I separate my own fruits on behalf of the someone else. There we say Nechusa helps. There his positive will helps. But if I give his produce for the Bailim, I give the Bailim's produce for the Bailim, there Nichusa the Bailim doesn't help. So if so, but Mishareses, she's Mafrisha Mafreshes Michelle Bailim. She's not separating her own challah for her employer. She's separating the employer's challah. So Nichusa the Bailim doesn't help. That's the Ktzos. That's why the Ktzos is Cholek on the Trumas Hadeshin. Well, Anius Daiti Loi Savra. So on this, the Eretz Tzvi says, for me, it's not broken. The Lachar Tzarech Bir Kevin the Loman Hani Nechusa Makum Shlichos. Him can't feel a term Mishalol Yalo Yoel. The source of being in Shlichos. Since Nechusa doesn't help in place of Shlichos, so even if Tari Mishalol, it shouldn't help. Because so if you need Shlichos, where's the Shlichos here? Or we said that Nichus is not enough. So if Nichus, that's right, that's the Yisod that we saw before. So just the Baal HaBayis being pleased is not enough. There has to be actual Hachnasas Mamon L'Rishuso, but just that the person's pleased is not enough. So even if I'm Tari Mishali, there's no Shlichus here. And I'm not being Machnas Mamon L'Rishuso. I'm being Mafrish and giving it to the Kohen, not to the Baal HaBayis.
The
reason you can't be Torim on behalf of your friend is because you can't ask for something that's not yours, which he's doing by being mafrish. And you can't be Motzi Mamon Chaveru Mirshuso El Midaita, which he's also doing is being mafrish Mamon Chaveru Mirshuso Shelo Midaita. Well, if he's a Shleimar, that's Dafka B'Truma Shesh B'Nesina LeKoyen. So by hafrasha you're being motzi mirshusa. Mashen kein b'chala b'zman hazeh. Shein bo mitzis nesina l'koyein. Efshe d'loi choshev shem motzi mirshusa. So maybe it's only considered hotza mirshusa. In other words, you go along with the mahalach of the Or Zeruah, that the reason you can't be Torah Mishel Chavero is because you can't be motzi momen chavero mirshusa elami daito. And here, you're not giving it to anybody. Truma, you're giving it to someone else. So therefore, the Gemara says you can't be Tar Mishal Baal HaBayis because you're giving his Truma to someone else, to the Kohen. But to the Chalab is Manazeh, you're not giving anything to the Kohen. So maybe that's not considered being Motzi or Merishusa. And it's also not Ein Osir Dabar Shein O Shalo. Anyway, the whole thing is usher, so that probably wouldn't be considered also Dabar Shein or Shelo. On the other hand, Sof, he's being matir the rest of the, right now it's Tevel. And now he's being ma'asering, he's asering the, what he's mafrish, or she is the mishareses, is asering what she's being mafresh. Right now, it's considered chala. It's aser b'achila. It's chala. So, in other words, even asering alone is considered motziyim rishus. So, it doesn't have to go into someone else's rishus. Just asering it is enough. But maybe the ikar is that you're motziyim rishus. And he said, Ashigur Talishna, he just said also that ain adam osur davar sheino shelo. So really the ikar is that you're motzi mirshuso, and here it's not motzi mirshuso because you're not giving it to anybody else. That's a suggestion that the Heiliger Kozhik lover makes in order to defend the ktsos. In order to defend rather Trumas Hadeshen, that she would be able to be mafresh. So that's in a footnote, that's in a ha'ara. But in the Guf HaTshuva, Simen Nun Aleph, he goes along with the Ktzos, and he brings a raya for the Ktzos. He asks the Kasha, then he answers the Kasha. So you see, it could go both ways. K'derech HaTorah HaKadosha, that like the Ramban says in his Akdama, that ain't bo mofes chotech kechochmas hatchuna v'atishbores. It's not mathematics that they're absolute answers, even though tragic comically, I recently saw an article that in math today there are no right answers because it's all a racial construct and a social construct, and really, if you know, depending on what color skin you have and what your political views are, you can give different answers in mathematics. But since I'm an old-fashioned guy and I'm actually an old guy. I'm older than I've ever been in my life. So we'll go with the old fashioned that math is exact. And then in Torah, you can say Azayas for Azayas for Azay. Akoponim, now we saw a Dechi of the Rai of the Ktzos, who says that it doesn't work. Because she's Mafreshes Mishel Bailam Lo Mahani Nechusa De Bailam. But maybe here it's okay because it's not going into anybody else's rishus. It's only when it's going into someone else's rishus, which was manazeh, it's not. We don't give it to the kohen anymore. So in the second volume of the Eretz Tzvi, his Rabbeinu's chidushim and shas are also printed. And Rabbeinu wrote a lot more than we actually have, unfortunately. It was lost in the Holocaust, besides losing all the Torah scholars, which is the greatest pain and anguish, but all the Torah that we lost, all the tremendous chedushim, is just an absolute tragedy. Okay, but Baruch Hashem, we're happy with what we have, and the Torah world has been rebuilt, so we have so many today, so many Talmidei Chachamim, who are experts in so many different areas, people being Madir, Sifrei Rishonim, Vachronim, and chedushim in specified areas of Halacha, and Alashas, and topic svarim of simonim and the parsha, a new genre of lamdisha svarim and the parsha, which the Kli Chemda was a classical type sefer like that, but we don't have very many like them today. They're very, very popular. Chavetzel's Hasharon of Karlbach, just unbelievable. So Baruch Hashem, the Torah world has been rebuilt, so it's not like anybody can ever say, oh, there's nothing to learn, I learned it all, right? You think you learned it all, go to the printing press. They just came out with two new svarim in the last hour and a half, you know what I mean? So that's Geschmack, Baruch Hashem. So, you know, how many people have been through the full tshuvas of Eretz Tzvi, right? I'm guessing Rav David Avraham Mandelbaum is one, or Rav Adi Yosef is the other, right? I don't know. So many other people who have been. His tshuvas are often very long, and you don't always know what direction he's going in, where he came from and where he's going, and you really have to hold cup. But it's worth the effort. So many interesting tshuvas. I just opened up randomly the sefer. I turned to the back. There's a tshuva here about Cheskes Rabbanus Gabe Ben Cotton. Such an interesting topic. When you inherit Rabbanus from a parent, a tshuva written in Kozhik Love in the year Tuf Reish Pei, 104 years ago, to our Rav Gaon Rav Aryeh Leibish Rubin, the Av Bezin of Tseshen of Shlita. So very fascinating. The famous tshuva of Avnei Nezer. Wow, what a tshuva. Kedai Meod, Rabbi Say. Another great Polish guy. They actually brought in Reb David Povarsky to try out being Rebbe in Eretz Tzvi. Brought him in because he wanted somebody who's an expert in Ashen Nezikin, and the Eretz Tzvi was a super duper in Or HaChaim and the other areas, but he felt that Reb David maybe would be better for Nashim Nezikin, and Reb David was impressed by the tzidkus of the Eretz Tzvi and the godless, and in the end it didn't work out. There was a Chassidish yeshiva, and Reb David had a Litvisha, right? He was a real Litvak. Reb Povarsky ended up in Panovich. Now his son today, Reb Beryl, is one of the Gedolei Ador. Beryl, wow. I'm saying what he was producing 50, 60 years ago was incredible, and all he's been doing since is learning. So anyway, I diverge, as they say. So I'd like to also add on a chiddush, and that sefer in there, it's Tzvichelik Beis, we have his chiddush into Beitza. So I want to say over my chiddush, Tezayin Amud Beis, that Erev Tavshilin requires das, pshita das meinich binan, das mishinich lo binan or lo binan. So it's pashut that when you need das, when you set aside the Erev Tavshilin, the food that you set aside before Yantos, that you can cook for Yantos the Shabbos. So it's pshita that you need das meinich. What about das mishehenichu lo? Can you do it on somebody's behalf, set aside Erev Tavshilin, without his das? The Shita Mekubetza says, my sakadai toch sakin lam shalai b'fanov. Of course you can. It's a zechia. So he answers in the name of the Shiltas, the Kevin, the Sagi, Lizkois, loy, pochas mikizayis, loy choshev zechia. That since it's enough to be mezakeh less than a kizayis, even less than a kezayis works, so when he gives him more than a kezayis, it's not considered a zechiah. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, ulechayra pele gadol loymar kein. Lechayra, it's a great pele. It's just a wonder. We got a picture b'shita mekubetza. Why zechay deze shiuchel takin tzrocha b'shabbos? So it's a zechiah for the person, putting aside the zechia that he's mezakeh him food, but he's also mezakeh him the right to be able to prepare food for Shabbos. V'nir le'mikan ra'ya l'das ha'ktseis d'lei choshev zechia rak imachin estar v'chadosh l'shusa aval nechus v'alma indian ha'ki zechia v'tzarech shlichus b'feirush. So therefore, I like what the Ktzos says. There's a ra'ya for the Ktzos that it's only considered zechia when you give him something new, you give him something davar chadash l'rishus. So here, nothing new is going into the rishus of the person for whom the erev tavshilin is made. Just this food is set aside, but nothing new is going l'rishusa. Aval nichusa be'alma, just the fact that he's pleased with it, ein dino kezechia, doesn't count as zechia, but tzarech shlichus befeirush. And you need an explicit shlichus for it to work. Yushav kushis hashita mekubet says, friend for the kash of the shita, the mash is zoichelo shiuchel atak in tzarech l'shabbos, ze'eno begedu zechia, kem dein machin starbo chadash l'rishusa, rak nichusa be'alma. The fact that he can now prepare for Shabbos is not enough. It's not because of Zechiah, because you're not giving him anything new. It's just he's pleased with it. But so even if he needed a kezayis, so how is there going to be a chalos erev tavshilin? Even if a kezayis, what was his teretz? His teretz was you can be mezakin pachos mikezayis. So therefore, if he's machanis, if he gives him more than a kezayis, it doesn't help either. But what does it matter if it's even if you needed a kezayis, it still shouldn't work. In other words, here he brought a raya. The Eretz Tzvi brings a raya for the kezayis that nichus alone is not enough. So since nichus alone is not enough, we can explain the Gemara that you might need das mishenichulo, even though zaken ladim shaloi befanav, but this isn't. But nichus is not enough. The zaken has to be your machnis davar l'shusa. You're not machnis anything l'shusa. Beseder, but why then does the shilta say that it's enough to be mezak? Since it's enough to be mezak and pachas mikizayis, it's not considered zechiah. Even if it weren't, but still, he's not giving him anything. He's not being machnis davar l'shusa. V'tzarech loymar, the kevin the mezakel lechelik b'atavshilin nigra chaloisa eruv tavshilin achar guf hazechiyo shezeh vaday moel mipnei shemachnis davar chadosh l'rishusai. ועל זה חידש רב אחר, דווקא שיש כזייס בעדו ושמזק לחברו, שהוא דבר חושב נגר אחר וגם חלוי סרף תפשילה. מה שאין כוחס מכזייס, אף אגב דגוף הדו ויוכל לסקס. לחבר מקום כאן כמה שאינו חושב, אין חלוי סרף תפשילה, נגר אחריו. ולפי זה אפשר דבעלמה, גם רב אחר מועדה דיוכל לסקס פוחס מכזייס, כך נראה לנו סדייתי נחם. אז רבוי סי, what's really happening over here? When you set aside this food, this food now belongs to the person. You're mezakeh him the food. So you actually are machnis davar lirshusa. Now he has the food. You're right, now he has the food. But what about the chalois erev tavshilin? So it's enough that he has nichusa for the food, right? The food's going into his rishus. So that's a zechia, that's fine. But you also need a chalois erev tavshilin. The chalos erev tavshilin is not a machnis davar lirshusa. So the answer is that the fact that you're giving him this food is goyer acharav, draws after it the chalos erev tavshilin. So it's considered a machnis davar lirshusa. Since he's mezakehim chalek of these tavshilin, of this food that he's using for the erev tavshilin, so the chalos of erev tavshilin is nigrar. So they both work. The person gets the food, your machnitz the food, l'rishusa. And then, memela, don't say the chalos erev tavshilin is something separate. The chalos erev tavshilin is drawn after that. So the chalos erev tavshilin, which is a zechia, works because it's done via being machnitz davar l'rishusa. And that would only work if you need a minimum of a kezias. But since it's enough to be mezakehim less than a kezias, so it's not considered chashuv. Since it's not considered chashuv, so mimela there'll be no chalos erev tavshilin. But since we're dealing here with a chalos erev tavshilin, maybe you can say, possibly. That only here that you need a chalos erev tavshilin, so it has to be that you need a zechiyah chashuva. And a pachos mekezayis isn't considered a zechiyah chashuva, so there's no zechiyahs erev tavshilin at all, even if it's more than a kezayis, since it can be done with less than a kezayis, so it's not chashuv enough to be mezakeh the erev tavshilin, since it can be done with even pachos mekezayis, so it's not considered a chashuv zechiyah, even if it's more than a kezayis. But that would mean that normally, if you don't need a chalos erev tavshilin, you can be mezakeh pachos mikizayis. Now we give him mezakeh pachos mikizayis. Just not here because you need to be goyer after it to draw after it the chalos erev tavshilin. That only works if it's a chashuv zechiyah. A chashuv zechiyah is only if when you need a minimum of a kizayis. So here we see really a kortza tshuva. The Akashic Lover has much longer tshuvas, and I encourage anybody who wants, in general, if you want any specific topic, to have shiur man. I'm always open to suggestions. I love suggestions. And particularly if you want more tshuvas from the Eretz Tzvi that we should learn together, you can just drop me a line. I'm very accessible. And I would love to hear from you if people are interested. I always want to know what people are interested in, because Torah has to be sweet. Ein adam lomed ela makom shelibo chafetz. So, Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Chayfetz, the land of desire, and this is the Eretz Tzvi. No, Baruch Hashem, we learned a beautiful Shtikl Torah. I hope I conveyed it accurately. From the Kadosh Elyon, and again, it should be Lui Nishmaso, Avenu Tzvi, Aryei Tzvi, Ben Arav Chanoich, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Schusai Togein Aleinu, V'al kol Yisrael, Amen v'Amen. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked it, you can pass it on to a friend, and the other people can enjoy the light of the Torah of the Rebbe, and hopefully we'll also have Shirim and his Agada. We also have the Eretz Tzvi on Divrei on Al Torah, Divrei Musar v'Chasidus, and Kabbalah, and his Pirushim Al HaTorah, and his Droshes, really beautiful Torah that they also republished in a beautiful format with a with more Torah than it originally appeared in the original edition. So Baruch Eloheinu Shebaranu L'chvodo, V'tilanu Min HaTayim V'nasan Lanu Teiras Emes V'chai Olam Nata V'seichenu. So our neshamas, it says in the Hakdama to the new edition of the Mo'orei Nayim, that he has in the Hakdama various sources that he quotes, that when you learn the Torah of a tzaddik, so his neshama, so to speak, grafted onto your neshama. You have a schabris of neshamas. So I hope we were zocha to accomplish that. And I hope that at least I'm zocha, and I assume you would also want that in Gan Eden, you should be able to be karov to this tzaddik Yisoid Olam. Okay, thank you so much for listening. If you go to the fifth floor of the Gottesman Library in the Yeshiva University, you could see a picture of the Rebbe on the wall. I assume that it's still up. It used to be. I haven't been there in years. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.